know if it tilt a little bit. It's showtime.
Welcome to another episode of the 4-on-1. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Chris.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Marcus.
It's been a while since the whole gang's been back together. I'm excited for tonight's episode. We're going to have a little fun, make fools of ourselves, per usual, and then we're going to talk teachers pay teachers. But let's get started. If you are a fan of the show, you know that we have a slight obsession with accents. And by that, I mean, we really, really wish that we had great accents, that we could fake a cool accent, and we all pretty much are terrible at it. So for tonight's game, we are all going to be assigned, I guess, an accent, and then asked to say something that's not typical. So like for me, I can't do accents. I can do a Boston accent if I'm talking about pocking my cod, havid yad, but like, if you asked me to read something like off a recipe, I couldn't do it. So let's all do that. Who wants to get started?
I feel like Chris has been bragging about his ability to do Jon Snow. So Jon Snow, you know nothing. What do you got?
All right, let's do this. I've got a filter on for effect. And anyway, so what I'm going to do, I've always, Jon Snow, like, he's amazing. And anyways, I wish I could talk like him, but I can't. But I watched a YouTube video to learn how. I've improved, guys. So in honor of winter, winter has came. Winter's came. And if anybody understands that more, it's Queen Elsa. So today I'm going to be reading lyrics from Let It Go as Jon Snow. Here we go. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal. Don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
What? That was something. I too will be doing my best impression of Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Please hold as I get into character.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you. I will always love you. You, my darling, you. Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So, goodbye. Please, don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
For the viewers, at one point, it was not a contest. Marcus slayed me. I feel like I held my own, and I would be curious. I feel like some people would choose my Jon Snow over your Jon Snow. Nice with the background music, though. That was well played.
Michelle, does this mean we don't have to do it? I don't know what's going on, but I feel like that's all the time we have, folks. Only the guys are participating in this round.
Have either of you watched Game of Thrones? I don't think that's what he sounds like at all.
I'm from the north. Let's hear your accent, ladies.
By all means, show us how it's done.
Just to be clear, I wasn't talking trash. You win. I bow down.
And just to be clear, I'm not doing this.
Okay, so I'll go for it. I didn't like watch a YouTube video to prepare for this. So this makes me think about my friend Matt Redman from high school. He's hilarious. But I have memories of us in math class, sorry, Mr. Schreier, reading pamphlets, like the kind of booklets that you would have to sell like overpriced chocolate from when you were in sports teams and stuff in high school. And we would read the descriptions of like the caramel filled nougat, whatever, and we thought that they were really hilarious. So I'm going to read to you, as a nod to Matt Redman, the back of a box of tea, because I love tea. I love tea. I've been watching a lot of Downton Abbey, and this is the best I can do. Here we go. Ready? Okay. In 1945, Ruth Bigelow created our first tea, Constant Comment, a strong, flavorful block tea blended with aromatic orange peel and sweet warming spices. Today, oh, my computer died. Today, all right, you get the idea. It's the best I got.
Okay. How about I do Australian? Rise up, lights. Bonus points for any of our viewers that know what that reference is to. Sorry to disappoint, guys, but let's transition to teachers pay teachers. This is a conversation that this group has been wanting to have for a while. We start to have this debate and then we're like, let's save it for the episode. So no more waiting. For those of you that are not familiar, Teachers Pay Teachers is a website where teachers can post digital materials and content, and other teachers can get on and pay to download it. And this group has some pretty strong opinions about the merits of a program like that. So let's go. Who wants to get started?
I'll start. One of the things I will talk about that I actually like about Teachers Pay Teachers, there is sort of a, I'll call it a culture within teaching, where teachers have this sort of martyr effect, and everything that they do should be just for free, because that's what's best for kids, and they're consistently putting themselves last. If they're designing content that is really, really good, and there's a demand for it, I feel like they should, one, put it out there and be compensated.
Yeah, Chris, I'll agree with part of what you're saying. You know, I think we are expecting a lot of teachers, more than we ever have, but we're not giving teachers the resources that they need to respond to that, to the pressure of performing and producing content. However, I think What you leave out of that conversation is, I mean, let's be honest, let's talk about work for hire. So when a teacher is creating something for their district, do they even have the right to sell it? I think it depends on where you work. But I also think that that's sort of like attacking this conversation from the wrong angle. Why do we have to rely on something to bring in materials for our classroom that requires an individual teacher to pay for things for their classroom, something like instructional materials? And I know that like teachers spend money on things for their classroom, but that to me is not an argument to continue it. And I also know that districts will pay for like Teachers Pay Teachers district accounts, but I still don't think that that speaks to the broken system that puts us in that situation in the first place.
Yeah, in my experience with Teachers Pay Teachers and what I've seen firsthand, my experience has been more along the line. I actually haven't seen a lot of true curriculum-based things. Most of what I've seen in my role has been more along the lines of sort of classroom protocols and sort of day-to-day activities that that teachers felt a need to purchase because they look nice or they were designed in a way that was visually and aesthetically interesting to the teacher or to the teacher thinking about what their kids would like. So, you know, I guess I can see where a person would say that lunch manipulative is really, really cool and pretty and well designed, and I think the kids would really like that. So they purchase it. Basically, under the belief that they themselves couldn't create something like that. From my perspective, I feel like you can. And I feel like you should want to design and create things for your own betterment and for your own ownership of the thing. My gears are grinding. I got to hear what you guys are thinking.
So, okay. And to both Diana and Marcus, like, in a perfect world, yes. In a perfect utopian world, it would be wonderful if teachers didn't have to buy their resources. It would be wonderful if teachers, even if they think they can't, or maybe even if they think they can, have the time. You know, it's just like, you know, the amount of time it would take to create something like that may be worth the $1 investment. I'm with you, Diana, that like teachers shouldn't have to buy that. And as a science teacher, I was consistently buying stuff for my labs and different things, and it shouldn't be that way. And as a teacher, you should have all of the resources. But unfortunately, I'm teaching my kids right now. And so I need stuff for the now. And, you know, I agree. I wish we didn't have to, but I don't think that that's the reality.
See, I don't know though. I'm going to push back against that because first, I think that that world actually does exist with open ed resources. There are so many resources and platforms out there that give you openly licensed content that allows you to modify and remix and reuse in a way that makes sense for your classroom. And when I look on Teachers Pay Teachers, not everything is licensed in a way that makes it easy for you to use it. I've had conversations with teachers who have said, I can't spend any more money on this. I've spent so much money on resources for my classroom. Like, what can I do differently? Or, hey, I bought this and I can't get it to work for whatever reason, and now I can't use it. So, you know, not everything on Teachers Pay Teachers is licensed in a way that allows you to share it and remix it. Or even if it isn't licensed in a way that prevents it, it's still